Hello and welcome to Chanchamar Report on CHMA 106.9 FM. We're broadcasting from Sackville, New Brunswick, the heart of the Maritimes, on the traditional and unceded lands of the Mi'kmaq people. I'm Erica Butler. It's Monday, November 29th. Coming up on today's show, Sackville will host a social action fair this week, put together by students in the Mi'kmaq Maliseet Social Work Program at St. Thomas University. The fair is happening Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the Mount Allison Student Center, and gives community members a chance to learn about a variety of issues from Indigenous students living in First Nations around the East Coast. Later in the show, we'll talk with Professor Tracy Glynn about the fair and what to expect. But first, some other news and information. Items stolen in two thefts last Monday and Tuesday have been recovered, says RCMP Corporal Brian Villers. Two people broke into Gitpu Gas and Tobacco near Dorchester last Monday morning and loaded bags with items from the store. Later in the week, a stolen vehicle was recovered on a nearby dirt road with the stolen items. The RCMP are still investigating and awaiting results from their identification section, who checked the stolen items and vehicle for fingerprints and other evidence. Woodpecker Tree Care has also reported a theft of a customized Vermeer wood chipper on Tuesday. Villers said the chipper was located in Nova Scotia and the case is still under investigation, also awaiting results from the RCMP's identification section. On social media, Woodpecker credited the efforts of an observant community and the active support of Maritimes RCMP with the return of their equipment. The PEDVAC Foundation in Fort Elgin is accepting applications for its annual Christmas Box campaign, which provides a helping hand to dozens of local families each year. Boxes include all the fixings for a Christmas dinner, groceries for a week, gifts for each member of the family, knitted items, and other seasonal items. PEDVAC's Executive Director Katie Tower says this time of year is a challenging one for many families and seniors in the area, particularly those struggling with rising heating costs and grocery bills. The economic impact of the pandemic makes the need even greater for some. PEDVAC is accepting self-referrals as well as referrals from community agencies, groups or individuals on behalf of those they feel may be in need of assistance, up until December 8th. Last year, the organization distributed 61 boxes, helping more than 155 people in the community, including 52 children. PEDVAC is also seeking donations to help support the Christmas Box campaign. Food, toys, knitting, and cash donations are welcome. PEDVAC is also looking for volunteers to help wrap gifts and deliver boxes. You can find contact information at pedvac.com or on the CHMA website. Bagtown Brewing is releasing a new beer this week in honor of a Sackville cat. Donald is perhaps Sackville's most well-known and loved cat, with a Facebook group of over 750 members tracking his wanderings throughout town and campus. The new beer is a soft and approachable milk stout, says Bagtown, much like Donald himself. It will be available on December 2nd. Lunchtime skates are back at the Civic Center, and this year they're free. From 12:15 to 1:30 most weekdays, the rink is open to all residents for free skating. Sackville Town Council voted to lift public skating fees for the rest of the season this past spring, and the practice has been continued into this season. There's also a free public skating session most Sunday afternoons. The Civic Center calendar on the Town of Sackville website lists the exact times each week. Sackville's overnight parking ban will come into effect tomorrow night. As of December 1st and throughout the winter months, residents are not permitted to park on municipal streets or parking lots between 1 a.m. and 6 a.m. daily in order to leave room for snow clearing efforts. For years now, a group of Indigenous students from First Nations across the Maritimes have been meeting periodically in Sackville to study in a unique program run by St. Thomas University. The Mi'kmaq Maliseet Social Work Program offers a way to study social work that's more conducive to people working or living in their communities, and also comes from an Indigenous perspective. Each year, as part of the program, the students hold a social action fair, designed to help inform and educate people about important social issues discussed in the program. This Wednesday, from 11 to 1 p.m., the social action fair will come to Sackville. All community members are invited to drop by Tweedy Hall on the main floor of the Mount Allison Student Center on York Street to explore the social action fair. Dr. Tracy Glynn is a sociology professor who teaches in the Mi'kmaq Maliseet program. I spoke with her last week to find out more about the program and the social action fair. Dr. Tracy Glynn, thanks for joining us.
It's nice to be here.
To start off, can you give us a brief rundown on this event happening on Wednesday in Sackville? What can people expect at a social action fair?
Yeah, so the social action fair, it's being done by Mi'kmaq Maliseet social work students in the there's a program at St. Thomas University that's designed for Mi'kmaq Maliseet and other Indigenous social work students to engage the public on a social issue that they care about. So the social work students have been working in groups all semester to learn about their social issue, but also to develop an action piece and to engage the public, students, other our faculty members, community members, politicians, the media, about an issue that of importance in their community. So the students often they also root their social issue in colonial structures. I think people attending our social action fair will learn a lot about problems, challenges in Indigenous communities. So the students this year are they're covering really hard topics like missing and murdered Indigenous women, Indigenous suicide, harm reduction, and challenges facing students in university, specifically challenges facing Indigenous students, as well as tackling stereotypes that are perpetuated about Indigenous people. So the public's going to learn a lot about these challenges and how these future Indigenous social workers are tackling them.
Sounds interesting. A real educational opportunity for community members, Mount Allison students, faculty, everyone, I guess. How did Sackville and Mount A get lucky enough to host this year?
Yeah, so the students come together in a central location over the years of this program, and so for the last few years we've been meeting at Sackville. So students from Mi'kmaq and Wolstoqiyik communities from Eskazoni to Listigouche, Eel River Bar meet in a centralized place, and that has been Sackville. So we decided, because we are meeting there on Mi'kmaq territory, that we would engage students and community members in Sackville. And so we're going to Tweedy Hall at Mount Allison University. And the students are really excited to engage people in the community where they've been meeting for a week, a month during the semester. I think it's going to be a great time to learn about these challenges that are facing all of us, really. It's require a response from all of us.
Now, you are teaching a course as part of this social work program through STU. Tell us a bit more about the Mi'kmaq Maliseet Bachelor of Social Work program.
Yes, so in the program that is designed around also Indigenous social work practice and theory and practice. So the students, are able to also, they bring a lot to the program itself. We all learn from each other. For students wanting a more indigenized social work education, this program allows that. The activity that they're doing with this social action fair is part of a course that I teach on that's called Organizing for Action with Diverse Groups. The course, looks at how Indigenous resurgences, Indigenous social movements go about creating social change. Also, I should say that the social work program at St. Thomas University is a structural social work program where we look at the structures, the colonial capitalist structures that affect our everyday lives. And so at the Social Action Fair, students will be talking about some of those structures too. I think the one project where they're talking about stereotypes that are perpetuated in the media, and also sometimes by our own educational institutions, like stereotypes around Indigenous peoples living in poverty and such. I think it'll be really important to for the members of the public, also students and folks at Mount Austin University to hear from them about where they see problems, like really serious problems, like around suicide, around missing and murdered Indigenous women. Yeah, where they see the problems being rooted in, and how we can all go about creating the changes that are needed to bring justice and healing and wellness to all of us.
Okay. We should give people the details of when and where exactly this is happening. Wednesday at Tweedy Hall, which is in the Student Center here at Mount Allison, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
And what time?
Yeah, so from 11 to 1, so at any time folks can drop in and visit the booths with information and action items that the students will have for you. And if you come at 11 o'clock, like when we open the fair, there will be a smudging ceremony where folks can participate in that if they want. We'll also have opening remarks by an elder, Glenda LaBilwa, who will be providing some opening remarks. As she's somebody who's a traditional healer and activist so that'll be happening to open the fair, but folks can drop by anytime between 11 and 1 and chat with the students.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to it, and we hope to be there to speak with some of those students on Wednesday.
Yeah, that'll be excellent.
Thanks, Tracy. Really appreciate you taking the time to speak with us.
Oh, thank you.
That was sociology professor Tracy Glynn. The Social Action Fair is happening Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Tweedy Hall on the main floor of the Mount Allison Student Center on York Street. That's it for CHMA's Tantramar Report for this Monday, November 29th. As always, we hope you will get in touch with your comments or questions at news@chmafm.com. I'm Erica Butler. Thanks for listening.